Joining us now, he's from Flight Scope. It's Alex Trujillo. Alex, what's going on, my man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. It's interesting that Jake played a bump about thunder and lightning, and we're going to be talking about Doppler technology here this morning. So from Flight Scope, we've got a new product coming out at the merchandise show coming up next week. Tell us a little bit about the new Flight Scope X3 and some of the new bells and whistles we have with this.
Yeah, so the Flight Scope X3 is our latest top-of-the-line model. It's designed to help teachers and fitters better communicate what's happening in the golf swing with their students. It gives about a total of 50 data parameters, everything from your putting and chipping all the way to your full swing and driving. Parameters such as your face angle, club path, angle of attack, you know, height of the golf ball, spin rate. We give it all.
Well, I mean, obviously the putting data is the newest, like, you know, innovation. But if you look at the list of things that you can do with this, what can an average golfer with a proper fitting and somebody operating the machinery properly learn about their swing and the way they play golf and how to make changes from the new Flight Scope?
I think the biggest thing that it does is it raises the red flags. So the way I like to explain it is it's similar to like when someone breaks their arm. You know, obviously they know it's broken because it hurts, but they go to the doctor and they get an MRI done and they can pinpoint exactly what the issue is. And I think that's what Flight Scope X3 allows you to do, is it pinpoints exactly where in the golf swing or in the mechanics broken pieces. And so the instructor can hone in on that and really help the students correct that issue.
Yeah, and I think Mike brought up a good point. I mean, we talk about, you know, these mechanisms that track the ball flight and full swing and do all that stuff. And now you're telling me that it does putting, and I think people may have a hard time understanding exactly what this can do from a putting standpoint. I mean, they're like, yeah, I'm used to, you know, teeing up my driver and watching this thing and whacking a driver and turning around and seeing the flight of the ball and the curvature of the ball and how far it goes and swing speed and all that stuff. And I think they're going to underestimate what this can do from a putting perspective.
Right. So we have added something in the X3, which is called fusion tracking. So basically what we did was we took 3D Doppler radar, which we've been doing for many years, and then we've fused it with image processing. So that now gives us the ability to be able to really pinpoint exactly how the club is moving and the ball. So we can just give that the measurements are more refined. So it also gives us the ability to track the club at that low of a speed. Because obviously the putter's moving much slower than a driver or an iron would be. And so we have things such as club path for your putter, face angle, launch direction, how far did the ball skid, when did it get to true roll, total distance. So you can really have a nice full measurement without putting any type of object or stickers or anything on your actual club. So, you know, you're actually putting with your club. You're not really changing it.
Yeah, I mean, putting is where we all could use a lot of help, and if you could shave a few strokes off your round, that's gonna make a bigger immediate difference than figuring out how to place the ball better in a fairway that's 30 yards wide. I'm curious. That was the next frontier for all of the electronic, you know, scopes, wearables, everything was putting. When you went to do in R&D, when you went to put this putting technology together, what was the biggest challenge that was different for putting that is distinctly different than any other part of your game?
I think from a technical standpoint, it was probably just at the speed that everything was moving, because you know, our expertise has been, you know, we started in defense, so we've been tracking missiles for over 30 years, and then obviously the golf ball doesn't move at that speed, obviously, but
we hope
an
not.
Iron or a driver moves very fast, so it's very easy to see within the radar's view. And once you get down to those speeds of putting and chipping, things start to get a little, you know, kind of intertwined. So we had to kind of, using that fusion tracking technology, we were able to separate those things and get a real clear image of what's going on.
And Alex, what is going on? Are we not square? Are we getting, you know, side rotation on our putts? Are we hitting up on it with the sole of the putter and causing it to roll out? What are we doing wrong based on the early data you've seen?
I would say from what I've seen, it's most, what's surprising is it's mostly impact point. And obviously that, so they're not, you know, we're not striking it in the same part of the face every time like the, some of the top putters in the world do. And I think that is derived from how the club is taken back in the backswing. One thing I've noticed is that most of us tend to ground the putter and then take the stroke. And it's interesting, we've played around with some different philosophies or different techniques, and we found that when the putter is actually more in the hands, or what they call weighing it, so you kind of have it a little bit off the ground, it actually helps the stroke and helps the strike point. Just one of the many things we've kind of tinkered with and found.
Interesting. Again, we're talking with Alex Trujillo of Flight Scope. And tell us a little bit about some of the things that you can do with X3 in terms of integration. I mean, you've got a focus band, you've got the wireless body track, and the MySwing pieces of equipment that can go along with this as well.
Yeah, so the body track is integrated. That's a pressure mat system that allows you to track your center of pressure. So now the instructor can get you on there and see exactly how your sequence and your pressure is moving, and that's obviously very key into having a fluid swing and also having the right kinematics. The MySwing is a 17 sensor system that you put throughout your body. It's completely wireless, and then it allows you to see different points such as shoulder rotation, hip rotation, wrist movements. And so again, the instructor now has exactly what's happening with the body. And then obviously the FlightScope X3 will track what's happening with the club and ball. And so you have an overall picture from head to toe of what's going on. And to add on that, you have a focus band, which is a brain sensing device that allows the instructor to know exactly what side of the brain they're using prior to the golf swing and after it. And obviously we can get real in detail with that, but it is said that the greatest athletes perform in a right brain, or in the creative side of the brain. So it's very important to try to, master that skill of being able to get in what they call the zone. And the focus band FlightScope integration now allows you to do that.
So Alex, when you start talking about instructors and teaching professionals that want to be able to use this kind of stuff, I mean, how much training and understanding of this product do they need to go through? I mean, what's their ramp-up time in order to be able to effectively utilize this during their lessons?
That is a subject that we feel hasn't been addressed fully. It does take some time. We do have certain education levels that you can go through as a FlightScope owner. However, we have just now launched the new FlightScope University platform. As a matter of fact, it'll be kicking off in the spring of 2018. We'll have our first preview of it this week at Demo Day at the PGA show. But basically, we're going to get real in-depth, real detailed in this university on not only how to use FlightScope, but how to make yourself a better teacher, better fitter, and how to make a little bit more money. Because obviously, you're making a huge investment, and we want you to be able to return that investment and make it profitable.
Yeah, Alex, is the next step that we can then, we can use this with our instructor on the range and on the putting green and things like that. Is the next step for this is to incorporate maybe a mobile wearable of some sort or something, an app or whatever, that you can then bring live rounds back to your FlightScope data center and combine them to see, you're able to do this on the range, but, when you're 180 yards out to an elevated green, it's garbage. So is that the next step?
Yeah, so we actually have, we do have a product, a consumer product that we have released, which is called the FlightScope Mevo. It's basically the smaller version of an X3. And that product is so small and so portable that you can actually not only take it on the driving range, but you can take it on the golf course. And you literally set it about 4 to 6 feet behind you, connects directly to your phone. You hit your shots, you get your radar data, you get 8 data parameters currently for golf. It also does baseball, you get 5 data parameters for baseball. However, the biggest key of this product is that it takes a live-action video clip from your phone or your iPad, and then it overlays the radar data on that video. So now you have concrete evidence to go back to your instructor or your teacher and say, hey, look, this is what's actually happening on the golf course. So we're trying to make sure that the communication with the teacher and the student is you know, can be a little bit better and make it that more efficient.
Yeah, and looking at the Mevo, and you said, you know, it's applicable to golf and baseball, and I see on your website you're working on soccer, which I think a lot of our parents and grandparents who listen to the show have kids who are playing soccer might dig that. I mean, do you then go to, like, lacrosse or hockey, the thing, you know, the things, is there a natural translation here that we could all learn something about the way we strike a ball?
Yeah, so we our goal is to be able to capture many sports. And yes, the soccer is next. It, basically, if anything that moves, you should be able to track it. We can track it. It's just obviously we're finding those measurements. But I think the plans are for soccer, and then in the very near future, it'll probably be hockey as well as NFL. You know, just place kicking. So
awesome! I'll be able to see how slow and inaccurate my slap shot really is.
just ask the goalie who's holding it.
So, Alex, one more thing before we let you go. I mean, this industry is a competitive industry. I mean, how much do you guys spend? You know, I mean, you don't have to give me a dollar amount, but dollar amount. I mean, how much money do you guys spend, and how much time do you guys spend doing R&D and trying to come up with that next cool thing? I mean, I always sit and go every merchandise show. I walk around and I look at all these things, and I'm like, man, look at all the stuff these things can do. You know, I don't even know how much more they can do, but every year there's more stuff that we can do. I mean, there's a lot of R&D in this, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, we just to put it in perspective, we have over 250 permanent employees in three continents. We have an office in Orlando, have app development in Poland, and we have our production and manufacturing in South Africa. And as a matter of fact, you know, 3 days before the show, I'm actually on my way to work because we're always trying to squeeze out whatever we can out of this technology and trying to find the next, you know, the next greatest thing, the next frontier. And we do put a lot of money and a lot of time into it. You know, we invested heavily, and we're just innovators. That's what we do. We want to bring the latest and greatest technology to the industry at an affordable price and make sure that it has great accuracy.
Well, Alex, man, I'm going to try and swing y'all's booth on Wednesday during the show, and I hope I get a chance to speak to you, and I'd love to see this stuff in action.
Sounds good. I'll be waiting for y'all.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on with us, and have a great merchandise show, and we'll catch up with you soon as you guys continue to innovate for us.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.